This is the men's conference.
You have your mind, right? And your mind determines how you think, right? So the things that you think will lead to emotions, and emotions will lead to actions. And from actions, we get results.
Hello and welcome. My name is Emmanuel and this is the Men's Conference, a space where we have honest and real discussions about mental health, wellness and well-being. This is not your typical boys are better than girls discussion, but an opportunity to share ideas on survival, sanity, as we make an effort to coexist with our friends, families, colleagues and loved ones. Joining us for our very first episode is a friend, a father, a speaker, a broadcaster who's passionate about mental health and awareness. His name is Tony Friday, and this journey was inspired by personal experiences and a realization that we need to talk openly about mental health. And starting off this, we need to first and foremost establish what we mean when we talk about mental health.
Hi, my name is Tony Friday. Thank you so much for this opportunity to share my thoughts on mental health. I'm a speaker, I'm a broadcaster, and I'm a mental health ambassador by choice. It's something that I decided to do a number of years ago when I saw that there was such a need to educate the world on what mental health is, and also because there is nothing that we do that is not affected by our mental health. So thank you so much for this opportunity. I love these spaces where I can say my thoughts and educate people on what mental health is. So maybe let's start off with defining what mental health is. The way that I like to define mental health is, mental health is the state of that which affects the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you act. So what I mean by that is, you have your mind, right? And your mind determines how you think, right? So the things that you think will lead to emotions, and emotions will lead to actions. And from actions, we get results. Results being the state of your physical being, and results being the state of your relationships with the people around you, whether it's your spouse, your kids, your workmates, society in general. And also the state of your money. Your money can be traced back to how you think, and also the state of your spiritual life. You are as close or far from God as you are healthy or unhealthy in your mind. So your mind affects the way you think, and the way you think produces emotions, emotions that lead to actions, actions that give you results. So today I want to specifically talk about mental health awareness in general amongst, you know, our communities in this country, in Zimbabwe.
Social groupings such as the community, church and extended family are in their nature fragile and fickle. One moment they embrace you and the next they shun you for one thing or another. Society, family, churches put so much pressure on us, how we dress, how we talk and our career choices. So my next question is, people around us expect so much from us, but what is the level of awareness in this very community about such pressures and how they affect our well-being?
We are only starting to wake up to the realities of not looking after our mental health now. It's only been in the last few years that, you know, a couple of individuals such as myself and a couple of other organizations, you know, started to make noise about mental health and why the fuss about mental health. Because for the longest time, we've been so domesticated to focus on the physical, physical, physical. That's why you will find a clinic, a hospital, a doctor at every other corner, but it's not the same with mental health. And that is testimony to the fact that we haven't started paying attention to mental health to the degree that we should. But that is not the problem. It's a challenge that we ought to tackle. And that is why me and a lot of other ambassadors for mental health are starting to, you know, starting to do the things that we do to make sure that we wake up to the fact that mental health is a real thing, and it is affecting our day-to-day lives, the way we do lives, on a minute-to-minute, hour-by-hour, week-by-week, month-to-month, year-by-year. So that is why we are having this conversation.
This is the Men's Conference.
You're still tuned into the Men's Conference, a space where we share ideas, where we talk about real life experiences, and also just look at how best we can coexist with those around us and those that are dear to us. And as we talk about mental health and mental illness, a person with mental illness looks like you and me. Stressed people are no different from the faces that you see every day around you, with people looking as if everything is okay. And sometimes we dismiss a member of the family or relative as one with issues. Now, what are some of the most prominent aspects of stigma against men when it comes to mental illness?
It's amazing how we have labeled people with mental health issues, especially amongst men. You know, as a man, if you are having a mental health issue, there's a lot of challenges that you're bound to face, especially if you're on this side of the world where society has told men that they should have it all together all the time, and that is, it's not okay to show emotion, because emotion equals weakness in society's eyes. And as a man, if you display any kind of emotion, good or bad, you are labeled as weak, and weakness is equated to women. You've heard people say things like, stop being such a woman, when you are trying to express something that you're going through. And it sort of inhibits a lot of men from seeking the kind of help that they should seek. Society being you and me, by the way, because sometimes when we say society, we leave it up to, you know, some animal which we can't relate to. But society is you and me. You and me have told each other over time that it's not okay for men to talk about their issues. It's not okay for men to open up, to be vulnerable, and to seek help, to even admit that they are not okay. Yeah. And because of this, we see it is no surprise that suicide is highest amongst men and not amongst women. Women have higher rates when it comes to attempted suicides, but not when it comes to actually committing suicide. And the reason, the major reason for that, is because men do not have spaces to talk about issues, whether it's depression, whether it's financial pressure, whether it's stress, whatever it may be. Men do not have spaces where they can go to and talk about these things. These spaces that are there, the few spaces that are there, men are afraid to go out and, you know, seek the kind of help that they should, because of this kind of stigma that is attached to men seeking help. I'll give you a couple of examples. A number of years ago, I went through a divorce, right? This is probably 10 years ago. And divorce happens to all people, men and women, right? But what I went through after divorce is something that almost took my own life, you know, because at this point, I couldn't function as a human being because I wasn't mentally okay and emotionally okay. But I still had a job to go to. I still had, you know, the normal responsibilities that I was expected to execute, with no excuses. But how do you play soccer with a broken leg? You can't, right? But we expect the very same thing from men, to go about looking after their families and still go about their normal duties, and yet they are not mentally and emotionally okay. It's impossible. So because of the experience that I went through, I almost took my own life almost 3 times. But this is something that I am glad that I went through, because it has led me to the work that I am doing now. If it wasn't for that experience, I doubt I would be making as much noise about mental health as I am now. So I was saying all of that to say this. There's a lot of stigma that we need to fight together as society that we have attached to mental health amongst men. And if we remove those stigmas, it would be easier for men to come through and talk about their issues. I can go back to a lot of stories, things, experiences that I've been through as a man, that I can safely tell you that I wouldn't have had to go through if it wasn't for the stigma that is attached to men going out and seeking help. And I'm glad that I am starting to deal with some of those stigmas and tackling them head on and replacing them with the truth. And the truth is, it's okay to not be okay. The truth is, there is nothing weak about going to seek help. The truth is, there is no such thing as a weak man because you have opened up and talked about your emotions. The lies are seeking help is for the weak. Being like a woman is weakness. I believe that talking about feelings is one of the strongest things that anybody can do. So the more we continuously wake up to these truths and destroy the lies, the stigma, I think the more we'll do for men when it comes to mental health.
Looking at how an individual is influenced by the environment around them, be it where they live, the weather, expectations from bosses or loved ones, family, responsibilities, and so on, we say that there is no problem without a solution. Now, how true is this when it comes to mental health? Let's talk about possibilities of coming out of stressful situations or recovering from depression. How do we as humans have a fighting chance? In fact, do we have a fighting chance when faced with such problems, big or small?
I think that the biggest thing to renew when it comes to mental health is your mind. The greatest thing that we need to renew when it comes to mental health is the mind. Let's help each other come to awareness, to a point where we are able to see the traumas for what they are. There's been a lot of traumas. A lot of us have gone through abuse. A lot of us have gone through a lot of violence, verbally and physically. And if we are able to help each other identify those traumas and how they are affecting the way we do life now, the way we parent, the way we relate to each other in the workplace, everything. If we're able to identify those things, it would be easier to heal from them. So I would say the greatest thing right now is to have as much awareness as possible. And I'm grateful for this podcast because this is the beginning of awareness. If I can show you that there's a trauma that you haven't dealt with, then it's easier for you to see it and it's easier for you to take the necessary steps to heal from it. So I am committed to bring as much awareness as possible, to really stop you in your tracks and question the way you're doing life and ask you whether the way you're doing life is normal or not. And when you acknowledge that, you know what, we've been domesticated to some very toxic way of doing life, it is very easy to start healing from it and start doing life better and become better versions of ourselves as men. So thank you so much for this opportunity.
Stigma against men and mental illness or depression is a very serious thing in our society, as emotion equals weakness in society's eyes. how far can we go in reminding ourselves and conscientizing each other of the need to open up? This is what we have been talking about with Tony Friday on the Men's Conference as we tried to break the ice, as it were, in this very first episode where we tried to touch on these issues that affect us on a daily basis. Tony Friday has been good to us. He has been a wonderful man in giving us his ideas. I'm sure, as you will agree with me, he does not have all the answers, but at least as we bounce back ideas, we will find a way to coexist around those who love us, those we care about, and those that we cannot help but be around. This is based on them being family members. These could be workmates, or this could just be people in the communities. And it's important for me to emphasize that whatever your issue is, it's very important to reach out to a trusted friend, a confidant, or anyone that you feel like you really can reach out to, you can break through to and be able to, open yourself up without fearing a judgment or any prejudice. And this is a necessary medicine for all of us. It was nice talking to you, and I hope that we can carry on this conversation on these and other issues with the Men's Conference. My name is Emmanuel. Until next time, bye for now.
Join us next week on the Men's Conference. For your views, comments, and questions, catch us on the following social media platforms: Facebook, Men's Conference Podcast; on Twitter, @conference_pod; Instagram, Men's Conference Podcast 01. Or you can send a WhatsApp to 0719-711-298. The Men's Conference, the ultimate guide to guy wisdom.